Arts on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast. You're with Nicole Dyer. You may recall the documentary Catfish, where a young filmmaker found himself in an internet relationship with a woman he knew as Megan, only to find out that her photographs had been stolen from another woman's Facebook page and her life was fiction. Here, he meets Amy Gonzalez, the face of his fictional girlfriend.
This was the profile picture of Megan Fascio.
They are pinning my pictures.
Right, how weird is that?
That's my little sister.
This was supposed to be your mom. And this, of course, is you, right?
Yeah, that's me. And I think that's the picture that another photographer took of me.
Okay.
On...
Wasn't that your...
The Eric Wimberly took that. That's my wedding dress.
That's your wedding
dress. So over the course of these months, I've been getting these paintings.
My wedding.
And I know this seems crazy, but like, I fell in love with you. You know what I mean?
With my picture. Not with me as a person.
Well, right.
But yeah.
But you are, as far as I'm concerned, it's difficult even for me to call you Amy, because as far as I'm concerned, you are Megan Fascio.
See, we hear about these issues coming from Facebook and other social media, privacy breached, anonymous hackers accessing profiles, friends being contacted by unknown sources. And, well, let's be honest, we probably don't take a lot of notice until it happens to us. And yesterday was the day for young model Scarlett Keane when it did happen to her. She discovered that her photograph had been used on two separate accounts with two different names, neither of which belonged to her. So what steps can she now take to close these profiles down? We're going to talk more about that in a moment. But first, to the real Scarlett Keane, or should I say with the real Scarlett Keane, please stand up. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good. So what happened?
Well, I kept getting messages from my friends saying that they found my profile photo being used on separate accounts, and they've had requests from the certain accounts to be their friends. So it was a bit random. So I've tried reporting it, and they can't apparently take it down because they don't see a problem with it.
So they being who?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook won't take it down, even though other people are using your photos. But
Are
they also, the people who are setting up their own profiles with your picture, they're contacting your friends?
Well, I actually have looked through their friends list. Now, one of them does have 139 friends already, and she's only had it up for 2 days. So it's actually, in the gender on the profile, it's actually a male with using my photo. So it's a bit weird.
Have you tried to get in contact with the people who've done this?
I've actually private messaged one that's under the name of Fran that's using one of my photos. She seems, or he seems, to be the most active on Facebook, getting all their friends. So I can Facebook message them and still no reply. And yeah, they're countlessly active on there, getting as many friends as possible, even friends that I have actual mutual friends through. So it's a bit random.
So what does it feel? So what does it feel like to be on the wrong side of image theft?
Pretty bad. It's pretty freaky when you actually think about it and it happens to you. It's not a nice thing to wake up and see that someone's using your images, especially on Facebook. You can make your profile private, but unfortunately they can still view your profile photos. They're still public. So that's an unfortunate case where they've obviously stolen them off there.
Why do you think you've been targeted in this way?
I really don't know. I really want to find out why, what the motive is of why they're creating these accounts and what they're actually doing behind the scenes, what their motive is to, I have no idea how many friends they can get or what they're actually trying to do creating these profiles.
So really, at this point, all you can do is tell your friends on Facebook that those other profiles with your photos are not you. And apart from that, not
just
much
play
else.
The waiting game.
Just play the waiting game. That's extraordinary.
Yeah, I've made a post on Facebook to all my friends and family to report them, and unfortunately Facebook doesn't see a problem with the profiles and won't take them down. So I've had countless reports. I've actually reported it probably 12 times myself and wrote feedback to Facebook as well, and they still don't see a problem with the profile and won't take it down. So one of them's quite active. So the Fran is quite active. That's the name they've put on Facebook. Mm. And the other one I haven't been able to find, so I'm hoping that's been taken down.
Oh, gosh.
But, yes.
Okay.
Not very nice.
Not very nice at all. So, in your words, just a waiting game. Do you have any other friends that this has happened to? Have you heard of? Yes, it has.
I actually had three more friends yesterday. I found that their profile pictures were being used as fake accounts as well. So one of them's been taken down already, but it's just weird because they're actually stealing other photos of theirs too in their profiles and adding them to their photo album to pretend like they are a real person.
See, and your biggest concern is if someone's just completely out there and saying and doing crazy stuff and your image is somehow in there, that's the last thing you would want, among many other concerns at this point. Okay, look, I'm just going to ask someone who might have more of an idea of how much or what rights you have at this stage. Colm Jacobs is the former chairman of the EFA, which stands for Electronics Frontiers Australia. It's a non-profit national organisation representing internet users concerned with online freedoms and rights. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Nicole.
Well, that sucks to have your image being used and stolen and essentially used to set up other profiles. This has all happened on Facebook. You go to Facebook and say, hey, this has happened. What can you do? And they don't do anything. What rights does Scarlett have at this point?
Well, I mean, she does have some rights. For instance, she owns the copyright over that photo. So this other person is actually violating copyright. So technically, you know, she could take them to court and pursue her intellectual property rights that way. But we know that's actually, you know, pretty high barrier. Without Facebook's cooperation, just finding out who this person is, which could well be a 50-year-old man in Romania, would be very difficult. And so the Facebook's customer service is pretty spotty, as Scarlett has just discovered. I did the math this morning. So if Facebook spent 5 minutes on every one of their customers per year, they'd need to have at least 50,000 full-time employees and spend billions of dollars in salaries. So they're not going to do that. I think most of their employees are probably focused on making Facebook money. So their whole business model relies on actually not spending time on these things. The flagging dodgy profiles can work if they get hundreds of reports and their automated system will then sort of, you know, raise it up. But if you're just an individual trying to get some redress to something like this, you may be out of luck.
What about the privacy settings? Surely Facebook could do something there so that people just can't go in without being your friend and take one of your photos and use it as their own?
Well, they've made a policy decision actually around profile photos. There used to be a way to sort of restrict it so that people couldn't view the high resolution version of the profile photo, but that doesn't appear to be an option anymore. So hiding your profile photo is one of the things that is actually very difficult to do, especially if you want actually to be findable by, you know, actual friends and people you want to connect with.
Former chairman of the EFA, Colin Jacobs, is my guest on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast, 23 past 10 in Queensland. We're talking about image thieves in particular. We just heard from a lady by the name of Scarlett, whose photo from Facebook has been used, or photos have been used by other people to set up different accounts. And she obviously doesn't like that, as nobody would. She's gone to Facebook. Facebook has pretty much been very unhelpful. She's tried to contact those who've taken her photograph from her personal Facebook page and as yet still waiting to hear from one of them. What should her next move be, Colin?
It's pretty difficult once the genie's out of the bottle in terms of those photos. There's a couple of things you could potentially do to protect yourself. One of them would be making sure that your friends list isn't visible to people that you aren't friends with. Because one of the reasons someone might steal a profile photo, there are many, and you know, some of them are relatively benign, but some of them might be they intend to contact all your friends and say, I've had to set up a new Facebook profile, and then shortly down the road, oh, hey, I need some money, or, you know, or it's some other variation on identity theft. So making your friends list private makes that a bit more difficult. If they can't contact your friends in order to impersonate you, then the value of the scam is probably greatly diminished.
So image thieves are often scammers, or are they often just people who want to find a nice-looking photograph that they might use on something else like Tinder, for example?
Yeah, that's pretty common, and I suppose it's one of the more benign uses, if that's, you know, depending on how you might feel about that. Sometimes the photos are taken just to set up Facebook and Twitter accounts that then harvest as many followers as they can, and if you're sort of an attractive young woman, you might find it easier to get friends and to get likes, and then those accounts can be sold, you know, to companies and individuals who actually pay for followers so that it amps up their reach. That's a possibility, but the less benign possibilities, of course, include ID theft and blackmail and so on. It's very common, for instance, on a dating app for somebody to think they're messaging an attractive young person,
yep,
only to be lured into something and then only to get a blackmail request. You know, you need to send us $5,000 or we're going to let everybody at your workplace know.
Yeah.
And they probably know all that from where you work and who your friends are from your Facebook profile. So
it's pretty daunting stuff, isn't it? Knowing that anyone can just come in and even if they're not your friend, just take your image and use it in a way that they want to use it, be it something criminal or otherwise.
Yeah, there was actually a case in Brisbane of a guy, his name was Carl Nielsen Pelias, and if you Google the phrase profile photo, his photo is like one of the first that crops up. And so he found himself popping up all over the place, graphic designers making examples and, other fake profiles setting up, and his face was everywhere because he had this sort of likable, generic, genuine look about him. So he even got someone applied for a job at his company and they'd used his own profile photo in their portfolio. So there's very little you can do about it in that sense. Usually you won't even know who the person is.
Yeah, I think what really worries me is so many people put pictures of their family up there on Facebook. And if those photos, for example, can be accessed and used in not a good way, that's also something to be aware of. Yes, you can be careful. You can make sure your friends list is not visible to whoever's just cruising around looking at different profiles. But apart from that, it just doesn't sound like you can do much more to protect your image, Colin.
No, you can't. And the tension's been there since day one for Facebook. They do better as a company and make more money. The more information people share, the more connections there are, the more time people spend on Facebook. So they want their customers to be sharing information and making their profiles, their photos and their content more visible. So to keep on top of the various options that you have with your privacy settings, they change all the time. It can be quite a full-time job to get that balance between privacy and sharing. And then, of course, most people don't spend the time on that. And so most people have a fair bit of information that's public. And so if you're harvesting it, your job's unfortunately not that difficult.
All right. Well, Colin, not feeling particularly good about the world at the moment. Thank you so much for that. But just a warning, and I suppose that makes me very frustrated, and I think makes many people frustrated with Facebook, that they've joined up in good faith and obviously part of the empire that is Facebook, but it doesn't seem to do a lot to protect the image of its users at this stage, Colin.